聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是人生好像戏剧。
This afternoon, the topic for our mutual encouragement is life is like a drama.
这个世界呢，好像一个很大的剧场。
And this whole world is like a stage.
那么人类呢，都好像是演员。
And all the humans are like actors.
当然，造物主真神呢，是大导演。
And we know that our creator is the director.
因为我们人的一切呢，都在他的手中所安排的。
Because all life is in His hand.
所以在这个世界的大剧场里面呢，每个人所演的角色都不一样。
And within this stage, all of us have a different role to play.
当然呢，神对基督徒所安排的这个角色，跟非基督徒呢也是不一样的。
And the role that God has planned for the Christians are different from the non-Christian.
那么既然是好像在演戏呢，也就是说，有这件事情，也许，以前就有。
Since we're already putting on a play, it is nothing new.
所以从古代到现在呢，有很多人都有这种观念的。
And since the ancient time until now, most people have this perspective that life is like a drama.
像圣经记载有一位人物叫所罗门，他对人生的经验非常丰富。
As is recorded in the Bible, there's a king Solomon. He has much experience in life.
他在晚年所写出来的传道书里面
，And in the latter year of his life, when he wrote the book of the prophet,
就强调这个世代呢，现在有的，以前也有，也许后来也有。
And within that book of Ecclesiastic, he mentioned that what There is now, there was before.
我们请看传道书第一章第四节。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章第四节到第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 4 to 7.
795页第四节。
Page 472.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。第五节。
5.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所处之地。第六节
6.
风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，而且往回转行原道。第七节
7.
江河都往海里流，海却不满，江河从何处流，仍归何处。一代过去，一代又来。
Here you says that generations come and generations go.
婴孩生下来是新的人上台。
And we know that when the baby is born, it's likened to the new actor coming onto the stage.
人到年纪大，衰老，离开世界，旧人下台。
And when a person has grown old and departs from the world, it's likened to an actor who has to come down from the stage.
以做物质的现状来说，这个地永远是长存的。
From a physical point of view, this earth remains forever.
当然呢，有一天成为属灵的这些呢就不存在。
And we know that one day those that belong to spirit will not remain on earth.
因为神还没有把这个大的舞台把它拆掉。
Because we know that our God haven't yet destroyed this stage, which is the earth.
所以因此还保持着造物主所统治的这个宇宙万物的秩序。
And therefore, He still keep the order within this whole universe.
所以太阳。从东边出来，从西边下去。
And the sun rises from the east and sets in the west.
每天都是这样。
And every day is the same.
连刮风也是一样。
And it's the same for when the wind blows.
当然呢，造物主在统治这一切的。
And we know that our Creator is the one who give order to all this thing.
第七节讲到江河都往海里流。
Verse 7, it says that all the streams flow into the sea.
但是呢，海水不会满。
And yet the sea is never filled.
到底江河是从哪里来呢？
Where does the streams come from?
当然也是从海水成为水蒸气，又成为云，又下雨到这个山上去。
And we know that comes from the evaporations of water from the sea into clouds, and from the clouds we have the rain that returns back to the streams.
然后又流入江河，江河又一直流，又流到海里去。
And the streams flow into the sea, and the sea is never full.
也就是这样不断的旋转不停啊。
And we know this is a cycle that goes on and on.
那么人类在这个世界上呢， 新人出来旧的人就要下台。
And we know that on this earth, when new people come out on the stage, those old actors will have to come down.
当然呢，基督教的观念跟一般的宗教不太一样。
The perspective of Christian is different from those non-Christian.
有的他对这个人的观念呢，也就是说，好像有今世来世一直在那边转来转去的。
And some things that there's present life and future life that keeps on and on.
当然呢，我们的观念不是这样的。
And our perspective is not like this.
人是从哪里来，要回到哪里去。
Wherever human comes from, he will return to that source.
并不是说像有一种宗教，他们有这种轮回说啊。
And it's not likened to a certain religion that they have this theory of reincarnations.
现在你成为人，也许呢，下一次会成为动物。
And now that you are human, in your next life you will be an animal.
根据圣经所记录，让我们知道动物就是动物，人就是人。
As recorded in the Bible, we know that animal is animal and human is human.
因为神造人跟造一些动物。还有一些鱼类、鸟类都是各从其类的。
Because we know that God creates all things according to its own kind, humans, birds, and creatures.
只不过人类来到这个世界呢，一个人只有一次。
And we know that when humans come onto this earth, we only come here once.
怎么来，还要怎么再回去的。
And how we come, we will return.
所以这个世界上所发生的事情，也许将来还会再发生。
And whatever that has happened on this earth, it will happen again in future.
请看第九节。
Verse 9.
已经有的事情，后来必再有；已经行的事，后必再行。入光之下，并无新事。在入光之下的人所遭遇到的事情。
And those things that will encounter under the sun.
不断的在重演。
And it happens again and again.
过去的历史，以后呢还会再重演的。
And we know that history repeats by itself.
所以世界上呢没有新的事情。
There's nothing new on this earth.
那么在新约圣经，使徒保罗也在强调这一点。
And this is also emphasized by Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
也就是说，现在看得见，现在我们所体会的事情。
Whatever that we can see and feel right now.
有一天都要过去的。
One day they will all pass away.
那现在所扮演的角色，将来呢？不一定是这样的。
And the role that we play right now will not be so in future.
请看《哥林多前书》第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
29-31.
Verse 29.
新约236页，第七章29-31。
Page 810, chapter 7, verse 29.
弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子。30节。
30.
哀哭的要像不哀哭的，快乐的要像不快乐的，自埋的要像无有所得。31节。
31.
用素物的要像不用素物，因为这世界的样子将要过去。保罗在这边说，时候减少了。
Here, Apostle Paul says that the time is running short.
当然呢，自从造物主创造天地到现在
，As we know that since the time of creations until now，
已经相当长的时间。
It has been a long period of time.
根据圣经的预言，让我们感受到这个世界渐渐的进入末期。
As from the prophecies in the Bible, we know that this earth is slowly coming to the end time.
当这个时候减少到一点点的时候
，And when the time is running short,
那么人就会越感受到在世间所扮演的角色呢，快要解除了。
And we know that the role that we're playing on earth is also coming to the end.
有家庭的跟没有家庭的都一样。
And it will be the same for those who have family or without a family.
有的人有哀哭，有的人有喜乐。
Those some mourn and some is joyous.
时候要到，这些都要解除了。
However, when the time comes, all these will disappear.
那么用世界上的这些东西
And with all these things that's on earth,
等到进入属灵的境界的时候呢，就不再使用这些物质的东西啊。
And when they are transformed into spirits, there no longer will be a need for these physical things.
所以让基督徒更感受到这个世界的大剧场呢，有一天呢，大导演说不需要了。
And this allows us Christians to feel that one day the director will say there's no need for all these physical things on earth.
那就成为过去的了。
All these things will pass away.
所以这个世界可以说是一个很大的这个舞台啊。
And we can see this whole world is likened to a stage.
保罗同样在哥林多前书里面又提到，我们要成为一台戏啊。
And also Paul mentioned in the book of Corinthians that our life is also like a stage.
请看第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9, 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
我想神把我们属徒明明列在幕后，好像定赎罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给属人和天属观看。使徒保罗说，神把他们这一批属徒列在幕后。
Here, Apostle Paul says that God has put himself and apostle on display at the end.
并不是他们没有才能，笨笨的。
It doesn't mean that they are without talent.
往往为了要传扬主耶稣的福音啊。
It is oftentimes because they have to preach.
被世人看轻，瞧不起。
And that they have been despised by the people on earth.
好像被列在最后的。
And it seems like they have been put at the last.
好像呢，他们的存在跟这些世界呢，没有什么益处的。
And it seems that their presence has no benefit to the people on this earth.
那保罗呢，他本身是主耶稣的属徒啊。
And we know that Apostle Paul himself is apostle of Jesus.
在他蒙主耶稣拣选以后，放弃一切来传福音，当主的使徒啊。
And after when he had been chosen by Jesus, he gave up everything else and preached gospel for Jesus.
当然呢，在教会里面人人所尊敬的一位使徒。
And he is a person who is being respected by members in the church.
但是在新开拓的地方呢，也许人还不认识他，就看不起他。
And in the place where he has to be pioneer, we know that there's a lot of people who look down on him.
但是在很复杂的哥林多教会里面，他又有这一番的感受。
And within this church where there's much complexity, he has such a feeling.
因为有一少部分的人呢，比较骄傲，也照样的瞧不起保罗啊。
And because he have felt that there were a group of people who were proud and they despised him.
为了要纠正他们的观念。
In order to correct their attitude.
所以他在这边说，好像使徒被列在幕后一样。
That is why he mentioned it's like apostle displays at the end of possession.
接下来说，他好像定赎罪的囚犯。
Following, he said that he's likened to man condemned to death.
一个囚犯已经判决死刑了。
When a criminal has been condemned to death,
他对这个世界已经不能发生什么作用。
We know that this person he will have no benefit.To this world.
他对世界已经无望。
And he has no hope whatsoever.
那为什么保罗他有这一种感受呢？
Why is that he has such a feeling?
以属灵的立场来说，
From a spiritual point of view,
他真的看破这个世界。
He has already seen all this world in vain.
所以从他的书信里面让我们了解。
And from all the letters that he has written,
他说如果有世界就没有保罗的存在。
He said that if there's this world then he will not remain.
有保罗的存在就没有世界的存在。
And if he shall remain then this world will not remain.
当然要达到这种程度是不容易的。
And it's not easy to attain to such a standard.
除非他非常的属灵，有这种很强烈的属灵的观念。
Not unless he's very spiritual and has such strong spiritual point of view.
但是我们知道保罗的灵性非常高超啊。
And we all know that he has very high spirituality.
所以他才有这种感受的。
And that's why he has such a feeling.
我们请参看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
第六章十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14.
加拉太书第六章十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14, page 826.
但我断不以别的夸口，主夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架， 因为这个十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经被钉在十字架上。保罗在这边提到十字架，他还有这个世界。
Here Paul mentions about the cross himself and this world.
他说就他而论，以他的立场来说呢，世界已经钉在十字架上。
Here he says that from his point of view that he already had nailed the world on the cross.
不因为他居住在这个世界，受这个世界的影响。
And even if he's living in this world, he will not be influenced by the things of this world.
就改变他对信仰的立场。
And nothing in this world will change his point of view in his faith.
因为世界呢，对他没有这种影响的力量。
Because this world has no power over his influence.
所以他说啊。以他自己来论呢，世界呢已经被钉死在十字架上，对他的信仰观念呢没有办法去改变的。
And that is why he says that from his point of view, this world has been crucified and it will not influence his faith.
那么就世界来论，就没有保罗的存在，因为他已经被钉十字架了。
And from this world, there's no Paul because he has been crucified.
人被钉在十字架上已经绝望了。
When a person has been crucified, then this person is considered as hopeless.
没有办法动弹，没有办法下来在世界上发挥他的才能。
He's not able to move an inch to come down from the cross and manifest his potential.
所以保罗说，他好像啊，这个被定罪的囚犯一样。
And that's why here Paul says that he's likened to a criminal that has been condemned to death.
这是因为他属灵的啊这种灵性呢非常高超。
And it's because he has very high spirituality.
那保罗呢？他说：“我们呢，好像在演一台戏呀。”
And Paul also says that we are like actors on stage.
啊，被世人、被天使观看。
And that we are observed by the people and angels.
当然呢，我们基督徒呢，都好像演员一样。
And we Christians are likened to actors and actresses.
那既然是演员呢，一切的事情呢，就必须按照大导演来安排的。
And since we are all actors, then we have to be planned by our director.
所以保罗呢，他说他为了基督的缘故呢，有时候好像一个很愚拙的人。
And here Paul says that because of Jesus, sometimes he feels like he's a foolish man.
因为有时候他必须要啊，扮演这种角色。
Because sometimes he has to play a certain role.
尤其当时的哥林多教会有少部分的人啊，这个啊，道德观念很差。
Especially at that time, during in the Corinthian church, there were a group of people who has low morals.
所以对这位大使徒的批评呢，真是啊，很不好听的。
And they do not like the rebuke of this apostle.
所以他说，神把他们这一批使徒呢，明明列在幕后，就是因为呢，当时的哥林多教会有少部分的人藐视他们啊。
And when he said that he and other apostles has been put at the end of the display, this is because there were a group of people in the Corinthian church who despised them.
那么有时候基督徒呢，在这个世界上扮演福音的使者呢，也会有这种感受的。
Sometimes we Christians, when we play this role of spreading the gospel, we too have such an experience.
有时候你处在那种信仰不自由的地区里面，
especially when you are living in a certain place where there's no religious freedom,
你一心的有爱心要救人的灵魂，
and that you are full of zeal to save the soul of others.
但是反而在那个地区呢，会遭受到逼迫的。
However, at that point of that place, you will face persecutions.
甚至呢，牺牲了生命。
And to the point, maybe you lose your life.
就好像被判死刑的囚犯一样。
It's likened to a criminal who has been sentenced to death.
我们再看回哥林多前书第四章的十二节、十三节。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12, 13.
十二节、十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
并且劳苦亲手做工，被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受。十三节。
13.
被人毁谤，我们就善劝，直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的误会，万物中的杂质。保罗非常有爱心。
We know that Apostle Paul is a man filled with love.
为了基督的名，他所付出的劳苦是非常的重。
And for the sake of Jesus' name, he has contributed much.
有的人误会了他。
Some people has misunderstood him.
他反而为他们祝福。
And yet he blessed them.
他忍受很多的毁谤。
He has endured many slanders.
啊，甚至有人把他当为世界上的误会。
Some even see him as a scum of this earth.
万物中的杂质。
And a refuse of this world.
难道保罗这么不足的人尊敬吗？
Is he a man that has been so despised by people?
他还没有蒙主耶稣选召之前是犹太人中的佼佼者啊。
And before he was being chosen by Jesus, he was the pride of the Jewish people.
有学问又有地位。
He is a man of knowledge and status.
但是他为了传福音放弃这一切。
However, for the sake of gospel, he has given up all this thing he has.
但是他的人格他的恩赐还是存在的。
And still he remained his character and his talent.
但是有时候遭遇到这种待遇啊。
Yet he has to face with such destiny.
他却没有灰心丧志。
And he was not disappointed.
啊，因为呢，他认为好像呢，在演戏一样的。
Because he sees this as a stage.
也就是说，大导演真神呢，给他所安排的要演的角色。
And that he knows that God, the director, has directed his role.
那不足使徒保罗是这样的。
Not only Apostle Paul is like this.
当然，所有的基督徒呢，都是演员的。
We know all Christians are actors.
我们再看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrew.
请看第十章三十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 32.
希伯来书第十章三十二节、三十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 32, 33, page 851.
32节，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后，所忍受大征战的各样苦难。33节。
33.
一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。希伯来书的作者呢，也了解当时那些基督徒的状况。
The author of Hebrews understand the situation of Christian at the time.
三十二节提到说，过去他们曾经在大征战中呢，受很多的苦难。
He mentioned here that in the earlier day, these people they faced with much contest in the face of suffering.
为了信仰遭受毁谤。
It is because of their faith that they have been insulted and persecuted.
好像成了戏景一样。
It's likened to the plot in a drama.
叫众人观看。
And all this are viewed by people.
但是在哥林多前书第四章那边啊。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
保罗说，他们成了一台戏，叫世人观看跟天主观看。
He said that they are likened to a stage where they make spectacles to the whole universe.
所以今天基督徒在世界上呢，好像在演戏给人看。
And we Christian on earth is likened to put on a play and being a spectacle to the whole world.
那除了人以外呢，在灵界方面有天使啊。
And beside people on earth, we also know there are angels in the spiritual realm.
当然有善良的天使跟这个不好的天使。
And we know that they are all kind and unkind angels.
那不好的天使，我们把它称为是撒旦魔鬼。
And those angels are considered as like unkind. We call them Satan.
所以，当我们呢，在这个世界上的一举一动呢，在灵界，在这个肉体方面的人类都在观看。
Every move we make, we have been a spectacle made to the spiritual realm, the angels and devil, as well as to the people on this physical world.
好像保罗他是一个传道人，他在演这个角色的时候，世人在观看，天使也在观看，还有撒旦也在观看。
It's just like Apostle Paul himself when he's putting on this role, he's being viewed by the angels and Satan as well as people on earth.
所以当你学生时代，你的同学也在看你的一举一动。
When you are a student on earth, everybody is looking at you.
当你在社会上服务的时候，人家也在看。
And when you're working on earth, everyone also are looking at you.
所以圣经在强调，我们必须有好的行为让人观看。
And that's why the Bible always emphasizes that we have to put on good deed
才能够荣耀神。
Then we can glorify God.
无论是做生意的，或者是上班族的
，Whether we are businessmen or we are working class，
都能够显出好行为，让神得到荣耀。
We have to manifest good deed in order to glorify the name of our God.
请看彼得前书第二章十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 12, page 858.
你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因为看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。这里说我们在外邦人中，就是在没有信主的人当中啊。
Here it says that among the pagans, referring to those unbelievers,
我们有端正的行为。
We must live a good life.
虽然人家本来不太了解你的信仰内容啊，就随便的毁谤你。
Although sometimes when they do not understand your religion, they might insult you.
把我们这些好人当为坏人看待。
And accuse us as bad people.
但是在他静静的观看以后，发觉你的行为是非常好。
And slowly, with closer observation, they realize that you indeed have good deeds.
当然会调整观念，你就是好的人。
Then slowly, they will adjust their point of view to see you as a good person.
有一个弟兄说，当刚迁居到一个地方，他们周围的邻居还不认识他，以为他是坏人。
That was a brother when he moved to a new place. When the neighbors, they did not know him, they thought that he is a bad person.
但是渐渐观看他，哎。这个是好的人，就跟他亲近。
And slowly they observe him and see that he is a good person, and they draw close to him.
后来就跟他很非常的友善。
And slowly they become very kind to him.
所以我们呢，啊，就是好像在演戏给人观看。
And today we're likened to actors putting on play for others to look at.
所以有好的行为，让神得到荣耀。
And if we have good deeds, then we can glorify God.
除了人以外呢，保罗强调天使也在观看。
And beside man, we know that angels are also looking.
当然呢，天使在看我们的一举一动，对我们都有帮助的。
And when angels are looking at every move we make, it's benefit to us.
我们请看希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来书第一章十四节。
Hebrew chapter 1 verse 14.
天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？天使是神所差用的使者。
And we know that angels are messengers from God.
这里强调是服役的灵。
And here it mentioned that he is ministering spirits.
他是灵界的，所以不会疲劳，啊，是永远可以服役啊。
They belong to the spirit, and they will never get tired.
那这些天使呢？蒙天父差遣，要为这些承受救恩的人来效力。
And these angels are sent by God to serve those who inherit salvations.
所以，当天使看到你遭遇到危险的时候，他会助你一臂之力。
And when an angels see that you are in danger, he will help you.
我们这些承受主耶稣救恩的人，就是我们信耶稣的人。
And for us who has inherited the salvations are those that believe in Jesus.
当然呢，主耶稣都会派天使呢，在我们周围观看我们，关心我们。
And of course, Jesus will send all angels to take care of us and look at us.
所以有时候我们在生活当中会体会到，哎，怎么这么奇妙，会这样的，啊，都没有受害。
And that's why sometimes.We will experience miracle.
天使你是看不见的。
We cannot see angels.
但是当你在危险的时候，他只要呢手啊稍微一拉一拨一下，你就安全了。
And in all danger, just with his hand, then we'll be safe.
在诗篇里面作诗的人说，神派他的使者在我们四围安营呐。
In the book of Psalms says that.God sent his messengers to take care of us and protect us.
在列王时代呢，也曾经有发生过这种情形。
And this incident happened during the times of kings.
亚南军把多丹城围起来的时候，
When the Ammon soldiers they surrounded a city of Dothan,
以利沙的学生呢，一看到非常害怕。
Elisha's student was afraid.
先祖告诉他, 你不要害怕,
and the prophet told him, do not be afraid.
有千万的天军呢,
there were many angels taking care of us and protecting us.
后来神开他的眼睛,
and indeed, God opened his eyes and he can see all these angels.
所以我们无论在家, 无论在教会, 无论在哪里,
wherever we are, at school or at home, we know that angels are looking at us.
当然呢, 这种观看呢, 是在关怀,
and the way he's looking at us is like protecting us and taking care of us.
天使是, 善良的, 这种神所差用的使者,
we know that angels are kind and they are sent by God.
但是也有恶灵的使者, 就是魔鬼,
there are also unkind spirit, which is devil.
他也不断在观看,
they are also looking at us.
早上我们有, 也有听到, 这个有关控告者撒旦,
this morning we also have heard about the truth about the accuser Satan.
你走到哪里, 他跟到哪里,
wherever we are.
第一章第八节,
as in the book of Job chapter 1 verse 8.
耶伯记第一章第八节,
chapter 1 verse 8.
耶和华问撒旦说, 你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有, 地上再没有人向他完全正直敬畏神, 严理恶事, 第九节, 撒旦回答耶和华说, 约伯敬畏神, 岂是无故的呢? 从这两节圣经, 让我们了解,
from these two verses we can understand,
魔鬼也不断地在观看我们的一举一动,
and that we know that Satan, they are constantly looking at us.
神问他, 你有没有用心查看耶伯呢?
Here we see that God asked Satan that, have you considered my servant Job?
他非常用心的,
and they are constantly observing us.
因为他可以证明耶伯是敬畏神的,
because they can prove that Job is the one that,
所以一个人有没有敬畏神, 撒旦都看得出来,
and whether a person fear God, even Satan knows.
当然他很不喜欢人, 虔诚敬畏神啊,
of course Satan does not want us to be to fear God.
他在神的面前呢, 恨不得把人呢, 控告倒闭啊,
and all he wants is to accuse us before God.
所以保罗说呢, 我们成为一台戏, 让世人跟天使观看,
and that's why Paul says that we are like actors on stage to be viewed by angels and Satan.
也就是有善的天使跟恶的天使,
and there are kind angels and evil angels.
善的天使在关心我们, 帮助我们, 照顾我们,
the kind angels, they take care of us and protect us.
那恶的天使就是魔鬼, 是要陷害我们的,
and the evil Satans are like Satan, they want to destroy us.
当然呢, 学不能够胜过正的,
and we know that evil can never surpass righteousness.
所以天使的保护最安全的,
therefore we know that Satan, the protection of angels is the safest.
所以基督徒呢, 在这个世界的大舞台里面呢, 经常呢, 被人观看, 天使观看,
and we Christian, when we're living in this earth on stage, we are constantly being observed by angels and Satan.
造物主, 真神呢, 可以说是大导演,
and our creator, our director.
所以我们的一切呢, 都在他的手中安排的,
and that every move we made are being planned by him.
你如果有这种信心, 接受这种安排,
if you have this faith to accept his plan,
你当然会满心感谢的, 不会发怨言的,
then you will fill with thanks.
我们请看诗篇31篇15节,
let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇31篇15节, Psalms 31 verse 15,
here in the Psalms of David, he said that all times are in God's hand.
当然呢,
and that our the important event in our life is planned by God.
还有其他点点滴滴的事情都是在他的手中,
And the other little things are all within the hand of God.
大卫的一生, 啊, 也有顺境, 逆境都有,
we know that within the life of David, there are good times, there are bad times.
但是他相信这一切事情都在他的手中,
and he believes that all these things are within the hand of God.
如果他不容许的话, 坏人怎样对待他呢? 他还是安全的。
And without the permission of God, there's no way the enemy will be able to attack him.
所以他年轻时代, 啊, 遭遇到逆境,
and during his youth, he met with many bad times.
因为他相信一切的事情在神手中,
because at that time, he knows that all things are within the hands of God.
他也相信他在幼年的时候, 神差遣天师, 啊, 就告他将来要成为以色列国王。
And when in his youth, he was being told by angels that he one day will be the king of the Israelites.
所以他相信, 再危险呢, 他也死不了, 因为他还没有做王。
He knows that even in his danger, he will not die because one day he will be king.
因为先知呢, 膏油在他的头上, 必须要实现的。
The prophecy that he will be king will be fulfilled one day when the prophet anoint him with oil.
所以大卫真的在那, 啊, 很危险当中呢, 啊, 经过很危险的事情呢, 他还是保住他的生命。
And even when he met with danger, he is able to keep his life.
后来就成为以色列的国王。
Truly enough, one day he became the king of the Israelite.
应验了他童年的时候, 先知, 啊, 对他, 告油要, 啊, 已经, 啊, 这个成全了。
And this fulfilled the prophecy that he was being told during his youth.
那我们呢, 的终身的事情也是在神的手中。
And our lives are all in the hand of God.
啊, 比如说年轻的人, 他相信神的带领安排。
For example, a youth believes that God will take care of him and guide him.
比如说婚姻方面,
in the matter of marriage.
圣经记载, 女人是男人, 的肉骨造出来的,
the Bible says that women are ribs and made from man.
所以认为呢, 啊, 另一半就是他的肉骨啊,
and the other half is the ribs.
他的肉骨, 落在何方, 不知道,
and for a man, he doesn't know where his ribs is.
但是有一天一定会找到,
but one day he will surely find his ribs.
很多基督徒呢, 都有这种信心的,
and many Christians have such a faith.
因为终身的事在神手中啊,
because the matter of marriage is within the hand of God.
我们再请参看 使徒行传17章26节。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传17章26节。
Verse 26, book of Acts chapter 17.
到28节。
26 to 28, page 785.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上, 并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界, 27节, 要叫他们寻求神或者可以揣摩耳朵, 其实他离我们过人不远, 28节, 我们的生活动作存留都在乎他, 就如你们做书的人, 有人说我们也是他所生的, 神从几次, 从一个人就造出万人出来。
Here we know that from one man, God made every nation.
就安排让人居住在这个全地上。
And following that, he planned for this people to inhabit the whole earth.
近几年来, 移民潮非常的大。
In this recent year, we know that there are many people who migrated.
当然基督徒也相信我们所住的疆界也是由神安排的。
And we Christians, we believe that whatever we live are planned by God.
当然呢, 在这个世界上所存留的连线也是由神决定的。
And this goes the same for times on earth.
人的一切呢, 在神手中。
Everything is in the hand of God.
当然呢, 也借这个机会让人更了解神。
And it's also from this that allow men to understand God even more.
当然希望每个人都能够来认识他。
And you want every one of us to know him.
所以我们的生活动作一切呢, 都在乎神啊。
And every move we made in our life is all because of God.
因为我们是从神而来的。
The reason being that we come from him.
起初神创造亚当夏娃。
In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve.
他们是神的儿女。
They are the children of God.
但后来违背神的教训。
And later on, they had gone against teaching.
就沦落在罪恶当中啊,
and they live in sin.
一直流传到现在。
And continue until today.
因此，人类就分为属于神的，不是属于神的。
And until now, we have people who belong to God and those who do not belong to God.
那些在罪恶当中的呢，就交给撒旦。
And those that live in sin are being given to Satan.
但是他们也是在世界上呢，啊，扮演他们的角色。
However, they also have their own roles to play on this earth.
大导演是神呐。
The director is God.
但是神。跟一般的世人跟基督徒有所分别呀、啊。
And for God, He will make different plan for Christian and non-Christian.
我们请参看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
First John. Chapter 5.
十八节十九节。
18 to 19.
新约圣经的。后面这边349页，约翰一书五章十八节十九节。
Page 864, 1 John chapter 5, verse 18.
我们知道，凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。十九节。
19.
我们知道，我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。这里。记在从神生的，就是我们信耶稣的人。
Here it mentions that anyone who is born of God refers to those who believe in Jesus.
在神保守之下，我们不会犯罪。
And under the protection of God, we will not sin.
恶者撒旦也没有办法陷害他。
And the evil one will not able to harm him.
那这里提到呢，我们属神的，但是世界，全世界都握在恶者的手下。
And in verse 19 says that we are the children of God and the rest of the world are under the control of the evil one.
虽然我们居住在世界上,
although we live on earth,
但是还没有归神, 还没有信耶稣的人, 还在恶者的手下。
And we know that there are many people who yet believe in God and live under the control of the evil one.
所以这些人就由恶者撒旦来支配的。
And they are within his control.
但是呢,全部的支配呢？全部支配权是在天父尊神。
And even their control is under the control of God.
所以所有的人呢，在神眼中看起来都是演员呐。
And therefore, in the eyes of God, everyone is actor.
当然，基督徒所扮演的角色跟非基督徒就不一样的。
And the role of a Christian is different from non-Christian.
那当然呢，在所扮演的角色当中呢，能有机会来认识神。
And for a role person would play, if one of it is able for him to come to believe in God.
那人既然是演员呢，当然呢，每个人所扮演的角色不一样。
And since we are actor, then our role are all different.
有的扮演小生，有的扮演老生。
Some play the role of the young man, and some play the role of an old man.
有的是扮演文生，有的人是扮演武生啊。
And some will play the role of a scholar or another a role of an active person.
当然呢，在一句戏里面呢，也有奸臣，也有忠臣呐。
And we know that within the role, there also within the play, there are good people and bad people.
当然，基督徒不会去演奸臣的。
I know that Christian will not be one of those bad people.
当然呢，在一句戏里面呢。也有贫穷的，也有富足的。
And within the play, there are also people who are poor and people who are rich.
有的穷人也会成为富足，富足也会成为穷人。
Some who are poor will become rich, or some who are rich can become poor.
所以我们在这个世界上呢，神有他美意的安排。
And we know on this earth, God has His good will.
但是这种安排的角色不重要。
However, His plan is not important.
重要的就是我们的生命。
What is important is our life.
我们的生命永远活在神里面，这个最重要。
And it's important that our life have to live within God.
所以主耶稣也曾经说到这个身外之物呢，比不上人的生命。
And that's why Jesus mentioned that our life is the most precious.
我们请参看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章十五节。
Verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
耶稣对众人说，你们要谨慎住所，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。主耶稣在这边提到说要谨慎住所啊。
Here Jesus mentioned that we have to be on guard against all kind.
不要因为贪生贪心呢而丧失生命。
And that we shouldn't lose our life because of our greed.
人的价值不在乎家道丰富啊。
And our life cannot be measured with the abundance of possessions that we
have. 丰盛的生命不是用物质养起来的。
And our abundant life is not because of the abundance of our possessions.
所以我们呢，灵修功夫能够让我们有丰盛的生命。
The nurturing of our spirit will allow us to have an abundant life.
我们再看二十一节。
Verse 21.
凡为筑积积财，在神面前却不富足，也是这样的。能够在神的面前有分量，成为富足的人。
Anyone who is considered as rich.Towards God,
不是这些看得见摸得到的物质啊。
It's not measured by those things that we can see and touch.
所以基督徒会渐渐调整观念呢，来建立在神的面前的分量。
And for Christian, we have to slowly adjust our attitude to be considered, by God.
那么也让主耶稣呢，来安排我们所愿的所。扮演的角色。
We should also allow Jesus to plan our role for us.
当然呢，演员能够演得好，他要顺从导演的指导。
And whether an actor can put on a good play, it has to submit to the director.
当然呢，演员会懂得这个剧情里面的这个情节呀。
And the actor himself has to know his script.
才能够扮演得非常好。
Then he can.To put on a good play.
同样的，我们对神的旨意能够了解。
And this seems for us to know the will of God.
那么你所扮演的角色呢？你就不会扮演得很无聊。
And that then the role that you play will not be a boring one.
所以保罗一再的强调，我们要很深入了解神的旨意啊。
And that is why Paul he always emphasized that we have to understand the will of God.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章第九节到十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 9 to 11.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。第十节。
10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果就渐渐多出到神。这里所记载的非常好啊。
This is indeed a good verse.
说我们呢，在属灵的智慧悟性上能够了解神。
Here it says that within our, spiritual wisdom that we can understand God.
神的旨意就是神的话，就是神的道理。
To understand the will of God is to understand His word and His truth.
你对神的道理能够懂得很多，你就会懂得神的旨意。
The more we know about the truth of God, the more we understand His will.
那么在我们的行为上、行事为人，都能够表现出对得起主耶稣啊。
And that in our life we can always manifest good deeds.That live up to the standard of Jesus.
那么在我们行为上呢，就是有美好的果子结出来。
And in our deeds, we can bear good fruits.
不只能够明白神的旨意。
Not only we can understand the will of God.
也能够呢荣耀神的名。
We can also glorify His name.
那一个明白神旨意的人呢，他就会有顺服神旨意的安排。
And for a person who understands the will of God, then he will be able to submit the will of God.
好像一个演员，你了解这个剧本的情节以后，你必须要听从导演的主导。
It's just like an actor when he understands his plot within the script, then he will have to submit to the director.
我们请参看《耶稣雅记》第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 5.
请看十三节到十五节。
13 to 15.
耶稣雅记第五章十三节，旧约圣经二百六十八页。
Joshua chapter 5, page 154.
申命记的后面, 摩西五经里面的后面, 耶稣雅记第五章十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
耶稣雅靠近耶利哥的时候, 举目观看, 不了, 有一个人, 手里有拔出来的刀, 对面站立, 耶稣雅到他那里, 问他说, 你是帮助我们呢? 是帮助我们的敌人呢? 十四节。
14.
他回答说, 不是的, 我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。 耶稣雅就伏伏在地下拜说, 我主有什么话吩咐仆人? 十五节。
15.
耶和华军队的元帅对耶稣雅说, 把你脚上的鞋脱下来, 因为你所站的地方是圣的。 耶稣雅就照着行了。当年耶稣雅在的以色列军队轰轰烈烈地打了一场圣战。
And we know that Joshua has a victory among the soldiers.
当他们在面对一个大城叫做耶利哥的时候,
And when they were coming near to this big city, Jericho,
在这个时候呢, 啊, 有一天啊, 这个耶稣雅呢, 看到一个人出现,
At this point of time, he saw a man appearing.
这个人非常严肃, 手上拿着一把刀,
And this person is very serious, and in his hand there was a sword.
耶稣雅问他, 你是帮助我们, 还是帮助仇敌呢?
And here Joshua asked him, Are you for us or for the enemy?
他说, 都不是,
and his reply is that neither.
我是要当耶和华军队的元帅。
He said that I'm the commander in the army of the Lord.
耶稣雅一听到这样就赶快下拜。
Immediately Joshua fell face down to the ground.
说我主有什么吩咐仆人呢?
And asked him, What message does my Lord has for me as a servant?
只要你怎么吩咐, 我必定顺从啊。
As according to your order, I will be submissive.
后来这一位告诉他, 你要脱下你脚上的鞋子。
And this commander said to him that you have to take off your sandals.
他就赶快脱下,
Immediately he took it off.
完全按照这个人所吩咐的去行。
And he did according to the command.
当然呢, 我们也要学习耶稣雅的精神。
And today we also have to learn from the spirit of Joshua.
也就是说这种顺服神主义的精神。
And to learn from the spirit of Joshua with the spirit of being submissive to God.
当然我们了解神的主义以后,
Having understood the will of God,
都会很甘心乐意地顺服神的主意,
then we'll be willing to submit to Him.
因为他就是我们的大导演, 是我们所尊敬的。
Because He is our director, the one that we respect.
所以在这个人生的大剧场里面,
and within this stage,
每个人的角色都不一样,
all our roles are different.
当然呢, 就不会彼此发怨言,
then we will not complain to each other.
都能够互相赞美神,
and that we can all praise God,
让神来得到荣耀,
and He can be glorified.